We have a guest in studio. Camille Isaacs-Morel is the Vice President of Hope for Dementia, and they're holding their annual charity gala November 4th at Le Cristal Banquet Hall in St. Laurent. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning, Ted.
Thank you for joining us this morning. And I've been looking at the Hope for Dementia website, and I'm quite gobsmacked by the numbers, and particularly the projection numbers. Dementia cases in Canada are expected to double, or nearly double, in the next 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, well, I will tell you that we're well on our way to getting to 1 million people by the year 2030. We're somewhere hovering between 600 and 700,000 people right now. The growth trend is astounding. And Hope for Dementia, we're looking to bend that growth curve by promoting dementia prevention and the mitigation of the risks of dementia. So as you quite rightly said, we're having a fundraising gala this Saturday, the 4th of November. That's two Saturdays away. And we're raising funds to continue our programs, which aim to reduce the risks of dementia and raise awareness.
It's my perception, and tell me if I'm wrong, that dementia is a word and a condition that's only come into the mainstream lexicon fairly recently. We were having this discussion off the air before. It used to be Grandpa's senile, and then it became Alzheimer's, but Alzheimer's is only one form of dementia, yes?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So where is medical science now with dementia, and how far has it come in the last several years?
Well, the quest for finding a cure continues. My personal belief is that we're testing the same hypotheses over and over and trying to address the belief that there's a buildup of certain amyloid proteins in the brain that cause dementia, which I think is quite right. But there are other schools of thought and emerging research that's showing that there are other contributing factors to dementia. And what we're saying is that there's a lot of medication out there that's helping to slow the progression of the disease. So if people get screened earlier, take cognitive screening tests earlier, or if they begin to address mild cognitive impairment early, you can have earlier interventions and have a better quality of life if you get the early interventions. That doesn't cure it, but at least we're looking at some very promising drugs that are out there that are slowing the progression of the disease. What we do know is that there are 12 modifiable risk factors, which, if addressed, could reduce the chances of dementia by 40%. And Hope for Dementia's programs focus on reducing some of these modifiable risks. Proper nutrition, we have food programs, we have cognitive stimulation programs where we have young people teaching seniors or helping seniors with technology, helping them to use their iPads and their tablets to stay in touch, to break social isolation. And seniors are helping youth by, you know, talking to them about their life experience. And we also have projects that go as far as places like Île-de-la-Madeleine, Trois-Rivières, Saint-Adèle, and right here in Montreal, on the island of Montreal. So we need to continue not only providing these services, but raising awareness. And at our gala on November the 4th, we will have an impressive lineup of speakers, including Dr. Martin Argan and Dr. Patricia DeBerg from the National Research Council. They will be speaking briefly, but at least we will, you know, be hearing about this in a entertaining and fun environment. And, you know, just want to encourage listeners to visit our website, hopefordementia.org, to get more information on how they can purchase tickets or support Hope for Dementia. And if you can't come to the gala, please make a donation online. We really need the help to get the word out.
The website's terrific. It's really well laid out, and
thank
it's
you.
Easy, and it's not the talking points are not you don't have to read, you know, 15 paragraphs to learn things. I learned so much just in 10 minutes on the website this morning.
I'm happy to hear that.
Camille Isaacs-Morel is the Vice President of Hope for Dementia. They're holding their annual charity gala on November 4th at the Cristal Banquet Hall in St. Laurent. Where can people find out more about ticket information?
More ticket information, visit our website, hopefordementia.org, and you can, right from our homepage, you will see that we have information there. You can click right through to the site that provides the opportunity to purchase tickets or to make donations. I just wanted to say, yes, it's a heavy topic to talk about dementia, but we're really trying to put a positive spin on this by telling people that we can be proactive. So I just want to encourage everybody to visit our website, hopefordementia.org, and look in the events section. And on our homepage, we have right at the bottom in our blog, we have information, up-to-date information on where to get tickets and how you can support Hope for Dementia.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Camille.
Thank you for having me, Ted. It's a pleasure, and all the best to you.